Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it brings me back a few years when you first allowed us to talk to you when you were on the school committee, and I really appreciate your taking the time. This is wonderful.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. I got a few things I want to ask you about before we start recording. I want to sort of go from front to back. I want to start with the Lynn Side Out thing about this weekend.
Great.
I want to ask you about summer activity wrap-up. Just kind of look back on the summer.
Sure.
All right. And then a couple of more things. I got to ask you about the Lynn Shore Showdown. That's pretty amazing.
Great.
Okay. And then Liberty Tree Day, I want to ask you about that. And then maybe anything you want to mention, priorities coming up.
Okay.
Sure. All righty then. Let me get my recorder started here. All right, 3, 2, 1. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with the mayor of Lynn, Jared Nicholson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Been a wild summer, Mr. Mayor, and I noticed on media, YouTube in particular, but also coming out of the mayor's office in Lynn, you've been very, very busy out in the community this summer. And I wonder if you could touch on a couple of, I know I'm messing up the order here, but I wonder if you could touch upon a couple of community activities that we've seen you on video on with respect to, I don't know, parks improvements or transportation. You've been all over the city this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been a great summer, a busy summer. We have some great summer programming that I visited. Parks and Rec runs a swim lesson program for young people, as well as youth activities at some of the parks. I think one of the highlights of this summer is that we drastically expanded our youth employment program for summer jobs. Mm-hmm. We tripled the number of students or young people that were employed, and gave every young person a job who wanted one that opportunity. So we had over 400 young people employed either by the city or by our partners through the city employment program, and made some great transportation improvements. One you might have noticed is another intersection on the Lynnway now, so you can drive straight from downtown Lynn down to the ferry terminal. It's the extension of Blossom Street, which also helps take some pressure off the Lynnway because there's more ways to get into Lynn, and a really exciting improvement that we were thrilled to see come to fruition.
I have to ask you about the transition from school committee to mayor, because it's obviously a whole different ballgame. What's that been like for you, Mr. Mayor, now that you've been settled in for a while? And maybe tell me a little bit about the logistics of the job that are quite a bit different from being on school committee.
Yes, absolutely. So, the school committee experience is certainly helpful. The Lynn Public Schools budget is just about half of our city budget, and so is a huge priority, and it's an important part of the mayor's role to be the chair of the school committee. But of course, the scope of the mayor's responsibilities is much broader than the school committee. And I had some experience in my outside employment on city type issues, housing, economic development, which has been helpful. But certainly has been a great opportunity, really a privilege to get more involved in the city issues and infrastructure projects like the one I just talked about, and as well as our public safety mm-hmm. needs and priorities. And so we have a great team here in the city on all those areas and across the board. And so I think it's been a really smooth transition.
Oh, absolutely. This may be a loaded question, but in Gloucester 400 Plus Committee last year, I was able to moderate a forum among six mayors of Gloucester under the new charter system. Is there any, I don't want to say communication board, but advice, or can you look back at former mayors and maybe glean something from them, sort of like what coaches may do in a sport, say, okay, I could use this or I could do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And all the living mayors have offered their support and have been great. And we had a lot of them at the inauguration back in 2022. And I actually continue to work closely with my immediate predecessor, Mayor Tom McGee. Mm-hmm. He's still involved. He's on the board of MBTA and MassDOT. He's a gubernatorial appointee. So he's still involved in the work. And he's been just an incredible resource and mentor and someone I continue to turn to. So.
I was hoping that would be the answer, so thanks for that. I appreciate it. One thing I want to ask about during the summer, something called the Lynn Shore Showdown. And I saw the coverage in the item, and it amazes me that you, as an athlete, do you tell me about what went on with that? That's just pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's a beach wrestling tournament that we host every summer right in front of the Ward Bathhouse there at Nahant Beach next to the Rotary, and it is an opportunity to support wrestling, and particularly one of our partners there called Beat the Streets, which is supports wrestling programs in urban communities around the country, and they have a strong presence in New England and Boston and Providence. And I've been working with them for years to host this tournament. And it's also a great opportunity to showcase the waterfront here in Lynn. We got wrestlers from all over New England that come and compete. We had over 100 wrestlers this year. And it's kind of a hybrid between different styles of wrestling. It's more casual and laid back. It's right in the sand. You just put rope in the sand, and that's the ring. And there's a youth division, a high school division, and then an open division that's open all ages. And I wrestled when I was younger, when I was in college, and I've wrestled in all these tournaments and did this well this summer.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. You don't see many mayors doing that. That's an awesome thing. You know, the other thing, Mr. Mayor, is and before I got a couple more topics to ask you about. But the other thing is being visible. When I was teaching, I would always ask that the principal and even the superintendent would be visible, not necessarily for me, but for the kids and for the students and for the other staff members. And visibility is part of your administration, I would presume, because you are in a lot of places very frequently.
Absolutely. We love getting out and understand its importance and really the role it plays in my responsibilities. And so we make every effort to get out in the community, accept a lot of great invitations with our city departments as well as the schools and our various partners, and really try to do that as much as we can and also share. You know, we have, I think, a great social media presence across all our channels, and Valerie from my team is our communications and strategic initiatives manager, and we got a lot of those pictures up as well, so that we're out there, and we're also showing people, highlighting some of the great work that's happening.
Oh yeah, we check Twitter every day from us, or whatever it's called now, from Lynn. A couple more quick questions. Liberty Tree Day, can you tell me about that, please?
Yes, yeah, that was a fun event. We were the very fortunate recipients of a terrific grant that has allowed us to hire an arborist, a full-time arborist for 3 years. And she really spearheaded this event to highlight the historic importance of the Liberty Tree and the you know, the role it played in the revolution, but also the ongoing importance of the urban tree canopy and how we can be better caretakers and what that means for our residents. And so it was a fun learning opportunity about the history of the Liberty Tree, as well as you know, community building around the folks in the city that love trees.
Okay, well, I'm speaking from ignorance here. I remember reading when I was a kid about the Liberty Tree, but I always thought it was in Concord. Is it a real thing? Was that a real icon somewhere?
Yeah, it became a rallying point around the protest to the Stamp Act in the lead up to the revolution.
Oh, okay.
And so it has become a symbol of that kind of freedom to organize, free speech, and the sort of legacy of the American Revolution.
All right, big weekend coming up in Lynn. I need you to explain to me about Lynn Side Out, because it looks like something that's very unique and a great opportunity for residents to connect with City Hall.
Absolutely. So Lynn Side Out is our chance to turn City Hall inside out for a day and bring the city departments out into the community and to Central Square, Frederick Douglass Park, where there'll be tables and tents set up for all the different city departments, as well as some of our partners, opportunities for fun, you know, with a bouncy house for the kids and some music and plenty of food, and really an effort to build community and also to connect residents with the really important services that are provided in City Hall and get folks' questions answered and their input as well on some of these questions. This is now the third year we're doing it. We've done it my first 2 years, and we're so excited that it has become a great opportunity for us to connect with our residents.
What was the experience like the first two times? What, in other words, take me through a little bit about what a resident might experience if he or she goes to it.
Yeah, so the first one, part of the rationale or the impetus for it was that we were working on the city's first ever comprehensive plan, its first master plan. And there was a real effort to get a lot of community engagement and feedback into that, incorporated in that plan. And so we created opportunities for the authors, the consultants working on the document, to get direct input from residents and had this idea to do kind of like a festival to give the people other reasons to be there and to get their feedback on the future of the city and the document that came later to be called Vision Land, our strategic plan. And it was so successful both from the residents' perspective, but also from our department's perspective. You know, we have a lot of great public servants here in the city of Lynn who do great work and want residents to know about us so they can leverage those services. And so we did it again last year, and I think have a lot of momentum of making an opportunity for us to get together and have fun, but also learn more about one another and how the city can be helpful in our residents.
So logistically, there are like tables there with City Hall City Hall officials there?
Yeah, so most of our departments will have a table, and they'll be, you know, covered in tents to prepare for the elements. Mm-hmm. And then it's right in Central Square, and there's a relatively new park there, the Frederick Douglass Park has a stage. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice spot, and so there's music and presentations on the main stage, as well as you know, food trucks and a bouncy house in the park next to the Frederick Douglass Park, which is the Lynn Museum.
That sounds like something other cities and towns should be doing as well. Finally, Mr. Mayor, let me ask you about priorities. I don't want to go too far into the future, but maybe say for the fall, next 3 months or so, what are some of the things that you're looking at overseeing as mayor?
Yeah, so one priority that I'm just so excited to highlight is that we are going to have the official groundbreaking for the new Pickering Middle School on September 20th. That is a huge milestone for this community. It has been many years in the making. It is way overdue, and we just couldn't be more excited to have that process, that project, one step closer to coming to fruition.
Mr. Mayor, I can't thank you enough for this, and I hope that I can check in with you from time to time.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Be well.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. That is the mayor of Lynn, Jared Nicholson. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.